News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Vinted hauls are taking over everyone's feeds online. But what is Vinted? How did it get so popular? And are its sustainability credentials all that they are cracked up to be? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Buying and selling secondhand online has become big business here in Ireland.
I don't shop fast fashion or like brand new stuff, I guess.
Indeed, 70% of Irish people sold used goods on apps like Vinted last year.
Shoes and clothes, like jackets, and but it's all kind of branded stuff too. So yeah, I made like 190 quid, handy enough for me, like yeah.
But just how did buying secondhand become Ireland's first choice?
I actually got this t-shirt and my skirt on Vinted just during the week.
And why in the pre-loved market is it seller, not buyer, beware?
Do you use Vinted to buy, to sell?
To buy. Buy too much. It's just a different buzz. It's like when you go into a charity shop and you're kind of looking through and then you find something really good and it just feels much more rewarding. You can like haggle and things like that and you can like get a good deal and then you really feel you're like, oh, I won there. I won.
I think there's a newer conscious of like trying to shop sustainably, and obviously the item has already been made. So, you know, trying to get extra use.
Not to sound cringy, but I don't like to follow trends. I like to do my own thing. And I feel like with secondhand stuff, there's so much more character in the clothes. It's so much more exciting. And I just think these branded stuff, it's just, you know, like capitalism trying to push you in a direction that I don't want to fuck with.
What's your favorite thing that you've gotten on a resale site like Vinted?
Yeah, I picked up some like really nice old shirts and just like beautiful things like that.
Oh my God, I'll never forget. I thrifted this blue silk short sleeve shirt that had like a floral design on it. And oh my God, I wore it to several like events and it was just so unique. And the color, it was like an aqua, like turquoise blue. It was, oh!
An Orla Kylie bag, which I love.
Is it this one here?
That one, yeah.
That is gorgeous. Yeah. Do you mind my asking how much you paid for that?
I paid 60 for it.
And how much would it retail for?
About 200, so I did well.
Yay, yeah, good deal. Yeah.
Vinted isn't the first resale app, but in its 6 months here in Ireland, it's already started to outpace competitors like Depop and Vestiaire.
Well, I think Vinted is offering a very competitive platform in terms of pricing. There just seems to be a sort of culture on the app to keep prices low.
Sustainability journalist and content creator Sarah Maglico.
They don't charge selling fees. Vinted seems to mostly make its money by selling promotional tools. So there's things called like bumping. So that's where you can pay a few extra euro for a certain item to have increased visibility on the marketplace to relevant potential buyers for a certain amount of days.
If it's so cheap to buy and easy to sell, could Vinted, despite its eco credentials, be promoting overconsumption just in a less guilt-ridden package?
It can definitely reinforce patterns of overconsumption. So, you know, when you sell something, the earnings that you've made go into a wallet on Vinted and you can either use it like directly in the app to buy something else or you can transfer it to your bank account. Things like that, I guess, I encourage you to continue purchasing. But at the end of the day, like we are all overconsuming so, so much. And I think if people are going to consume, the better alternative to shopping fast fashion would be to buy those same products secondhand. By doing that, you're minimizing the call for those brands to continue producing at the rate that they are.
As they say, there's only two certainties in life, death and taxes. If the former has its sights on fast fashion, then the latter is coming for Vinted sellers, and with haste.
If a seller starts to exceed over 30 transactions or earn over 2,000 euro, the company has to report it to revenue.
Claire Murphy is a chartered tax advisor with Irish Tax Rebates. She says Vinted sellers are already receiving letters in the post from revenue, with more to come.
The platform operators are now required to report this to the relevant tax authorities, which is the revenue here. And it's under EU legislation, DAC 7. So a lot of people will be getting the letters now who probably didn't even realise that they should have been declaring it in some way.
And that report from Sarah Madden into Vinted and the people getting their hauls and getting their bit of money for their old clothes.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.